Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you're 2-6, you got a lot of work to do and, you know, a lot to correct. So we tried to do that and try to get healthy, you know, for the stretch run.
How are you?
I'm feeling better. It was a good week to have off and feeling a lot better and should be ready to roll.
Could you have played if there wasn't?
I don't know. Well, you know, I don't know.
You've taken some hits in recent games. What do you think it's
been? Well, we've been, you know, we hurt ourselves so much that half the time we're in 2nd and 15, you know, 3rd and 12, and I mean, you're just all you're going to get is pass rush in those situations, you know, and you're going to get their best pass rush. You're going to get picks. You're going to get all these games, and you know, that's tough on the guys up front. There's no question about it. It's tough to see those the multitude of times that we're seeing them, and you know, if we can stay in phase and stay in some better situations, it's going to help everybody out.
So you're basically getting people's best shot.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think teams are going to be sitting here and playing us, you know, for run when we're in 2nd and 15, 2nd and 20s on a regular basis.
Putting Zane Beadles at guard and Ryan Harris back at the tackle, do you feel like this can be the start of maybe some continuity on the line?
Hope so. You know, hope so. I mean, those are good players that we've got up front, and you know, Ryan's coming back, I know, with a lot of confidence, and he's excited to get back in, and we're excited to have him back in. So he's a good player. He's played some good football for us in the past, and he'll definitely do it in the future.
Kyle, how much do you like the way the schedule shapes up? I mean, the teams you're chasing, these are the teams you get to play against. So you get to do.
Yeah, I mean, if you're down, obviously you'd like to play those teams. You know, it's a way to basically pick up two games, and so we, you know, at 2-6, you got to play your best ball every week. You know, when you're at 2-6, which we are, so we know that. But you know, we're just going with the approach of prepare for one game, win one game, and then we'll see what we can do from there.
Kyle, you guys have moved the ball very well, but it seems like the mistakes come at inopportune times where they become magnified, whether it be a penalty that calls something back or a turnover on a late drive. Is it encouraging that you guys are right there, that you guys are moving the ball, or discouraging the fact that those things are happening at those times?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of things well, and like you said, just self-inflicted mistakes have really, you know, taking its toll on our offense in terms of putting points up on the board. So that was really the one of the heavy, you know, focuses throughout the bye week was, you know, let's stop beating ourselves and stop putting ourselves in bad situations and see if we can, you know, beat the other team.
Kansas City's been one of the surprises this year, but you guys maybe got a glimpse at the very end last year. Are you surprised by anything?
No, they were a good football team the second half of the season last year. They came here and beat us pretty well. And, you know, a lot of young guys that anytime you get a young team like that where they can play together now for a couple years, you know, it's a good recipe for success. And they're playing good football.
What about Tom
Bahali? He's one of the best players, one of the best all-around players that will play. He had a lot of success against us, you know, last year, and is definitely a main focus for us.
Kyle, why?
Fast team.
What's that?
Fast team, speed.
Good combination, I think. I don't think they're going to be the fastest team that we've played, but you know, they've got a good combination of power and speed. Secondary players they got two good corners on the outside, safeties that come up and do a good job of tackling and do a good job of blitzing, and you know, I think Derek Johnson, 56, is probably one of the best inside linebackers that we've played to date.
Kyle, why will the Broncos be better in the second half of the season?
Well, that's on us to decide, you know. I mean, that's on us to go out and play well and, you know, do that every week. So we're putting the work in. There's no question about it. We're working hard. And, you know, we can't – I don't think we can sit here and say we're going to play better in the second half. We got to play better against Kansas City. And then once we do that, if we can get a win, then we'll see what we can do, you know, from there on out.
Kyle, it's going to be a matchup of mentors, I suppose, and protege and your head coach, and obviously the coordinators at Kansas City. You sense that Josh is preparing for a chess match type game?
They got good coaches over there, and they've done a good job. I don't know how much on offense, but their defense has done a good job all year of game planning for teams, whether it be the Colts or whether it be the Texans or whoever it is, and they have a specific game plan for that team. They change quite a bit from week to week, so I'm sure we'll find out early what their plan is for us, and we'll try to counter it.
Is Dorsey becoming the player they thought he'd be?
I don't know what they thought he'd be. He's a good player. I mean, he's a good football player. He causes a lot of havoc inside. They're very good at they do a good job at stopping the run with their 3-4 defense. they don't blitz a whole lot on, you know, first and second down to try to stop the run, and they do a great job just kind of building that wall inside and not a whole lot of room to run.
You guys have had such difficulty, you know, getting off to a good start. I mean, has it become like a mental block or a...
I don't think so. I mean, we haven't started well, but you know, to me, it's the same guys making all the plays in the second quarter where we do a great job of scoring points. Is the same guys that start the game, you know, and so I just have confidence because those are, you know, we're the same players out there and it's the same stuff that we're running. We just got to get off to a little bit faster start and try to play from ahead.
Is that the key to getting that balance that you've been looking for?
I think that's probably the biggest key for us to play a complementary football game, which we haven't done a great job at, is let's try to play from ahead where the defense doesn't have to face 40 runs a game now, you know, and we're able to stay in phase and we're able to run the ball in the fourth quarter, and I think that'll help us more than anything.